Mood Gym with Don Brown. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Anchor.fm, Player.fm, and your Roku TV using iTunes. Who are you? What do you want? How to have vision 2020. Today I thought we'd talk a little bit more about the idea of values. And we talked a little bit about it before. The idea with values are to choose things in your life that have a quality of being and doing. The values that we talk about and we'll choose in a little few moments are usually a verb or an adverb. They're not the same as goals. Goals are a finite idea where you have a goal set up and you meet that goal and you're done. On the other hand, a value is something that's infinite. You don't just get there and stop. You keep on going. It's an enduring, ongoing guide to living. You can't really achieve a value. You can only manifest it by acting in accordance with it. And what I thought I would do is give you a list of possible values that you can choose from. There are hundreds and hundreds of different values each person might be able to think about. But what I'll do is I'm going to just go through a list of about 35 different values and ask you to choose, let's say choose 14 of those. So out of 35, you can choose a little bit less than half of the values that I list. And I'll give you some values in seven different categories. In each category, we'll have five different values. So what I'll do is I'll just list these values. You choose which one has meaning for you. Now, these aren't permanent or anything. These can change from time to time. So don't worry about picking something that you're going to have to stay with forever. This is just for the time being, you're going to choose one of these values that have meaning to you in your life at this moment. Like I say, we'll go through and pick 14 out of these 35 that I'll read. Now, the first category we'll call leisure and learning. So these have to do with your leisure time and including things that you might like to learn. Okay, so I'll go through the list. And remember, you're doing a podcast, so you can pause at any time. So just pause at any time and write down what strikes you as a value that you have or would like to have. Okay, so this is on leisure and learning. Okay, here's our list of five different categories. Number one, traveling. Learning new things, relaxation and meditation, enjoying a hobby or sport, enjoying art, music, or literature. Okay, so once again, just if any of those have meaning for you and you think that would be something that applies to you at this time, just write it down. Okay, now we'll go on to another category. We'll call this family and friends. So these values have to do, obviously, with family and friends. Okay, I'll give you the list of five, and just write down whichever ones might have meaning for you at this time in your life. And remember, you can just stop the podcast and pause it at any time and write these down. Okay, first one is helping loved ones in need. Next one is hanging out and laughing with loved ones. Emotional intimacy and personal sharing, meeting new people, belonging to a club or group. So once again, you just choose any of those that might have meaning for you in your present situation of life. Okay, next category we're going to call love. And I'll read a list of five of them. Choose any of these that might have some meaning to you at this time. First one is long-term commitment and fidelity, companionship and shared interests, physical intimacy and sex, romance and excitement, emotional connection with partner. Once again, just pause if you need to and write down whichever of those has meaning for you. Okay, next category is called career. First one is making a lot of money, doing work that is challenging or creative, helping others, flexibility and autonomy, doing something easy and low stress. Again, pause and write down whatever strikes you as important to you right now. And continuing on to the next category, this will be spirituality. The first one would be prayer and meditation, knowledge or understanding of spiritual writings, believing and practicing a specific religion, belonging to a spiritual community, feeling connected to a higher power. Okay, next category we'll call community. First value is being politically aware and involved, volunteering to help others, protecting the environment, patriotism, being ethical and fair. And the last category of values is mind and body. And the first value is eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, psychological awareness, mental health, managing stress well, living as long as possible. Okay, so there's 35 different values. And again, the idea is to write down about 14 of those, about less than half of the different values, that strike you as important in your life at this moment. And again, it's nothing that has to be permanent. This is just at this moment, where you are right now, which of those feel important to you as a value. And now go through your list that you've written down, that you've noted, and see if you have 14 of those. And if not, just go back, rewind back through the podcast a few minutes back and go through that list again and see which one of those strike you as important, and then make your list of 14 of those values. Okay, now, once you have those 14 values, and I'm going to emphasize again, these are just your current values, what we're going to do with those is the idea of, in our daily life, incorporating those values with your behavior and your thoughts. Because we want to try to go toward our values, not away from our values. I like to think of going toward our values as kind of like a fork in the road. So you're going down the road, and then there's a road you can take to the right and a road you can take to the left. So I think of the road going to the right as the towards my values road. And the road that goes to the left, I think of as going away from my values. So, for example, let's say you have a value of relaxation and meditation, for example. So you're going through the day and you're watching the news and some news comes along that is not too pleasant. We see a lot of that, don't we, each day in the news. So you can think, okay, I'm watching the news now. Is this helping me to go toward or away from my value of relaxation? Well, probably watching that news is taking you away from that value of relaxation. So you're just now becoming aware that you're doing something at this moment, which isn't taking you towards your value. So you can just say, well, do I want to watch any more of this news if they go on and on about this? Or do I want to go and do something else that takes me toward one of my values? So it just gives you an indication to be aware of what you're thinking, what you're doing, and see if you're going towards values or away from values. Because without thinking of these different values, these 14 you've chosen, our mind kind of becomes kind of random. We just go watch the news, we do this, we do that. And these things that we do aren't necessarily taking us toward our values, but taking us away. So it just kind of gives you a little awareness of what you're doing. And the same thing when you're in our everyday thinking. Our thinking tends to be quite negative, usually. If you pay attention to what you're thinking, it usually has a lot of negativity in it. And I think I pointed this out in one of the previous podcasts. If you said out loud to somebody what you are thinking, they probably would think you need some help, because you would be so much negativity going on there. So the same thing when you're just paying attention to your thoughts as you go through the day. You got a spare moment here, just take a look at what you're thinking. And then be aware if that thought is taking you towards one of your values, or is it taking away from one of your values? And until you get the hang of it, probably it's taking you away from your values, because for whatever reason, our thinking becomes so negative often that it certainly is not heading us toward our values. Okay, so that's the idea of writing down these 14 values is maybe make a list, put it in your refrigerator, put it on your desk, put it in your pocket, and just for the next week, go through and be aware of your thinking, be aware of your actions, what you're doing, and see how they relate towards moving towards your values or away from your values. And then just gently see if you can make adjustments to that so that you become more aware of doing things that are complementary to your values and thinking things that are more complementary to your values. And over a few days, you will notice a greater awareness in what you want and who you are, in how you think and behave in ways that move you towards those values or away from your values. Okay, so once again, let me just summarize. Okay, so we went through the list of 35 values, and you can rewind back on the podcast and play those back again if you wish, and write down 14 of those. Pick 14 of those that seem to have some value for you right now at this particular moment in your life. Okay, then next, keep that list handy, and several times a day, just go through that and see how your thoughts and your actions are either moving you towards your values or away from your values. And I think you will be amazed that this little secret will create a real sense of calmness, if not happiness, in your life as you continue to do this day by day and week by week and month by month. And you will begin to see with 2020 vision coming up on the new decade of 2020. So anyway, that's our little thoughts on vision. Okay, and please be sure to subscribe if you would like to be notified of the podcasts as they become available. And if you have a Apple phone, I found that you can do your Hey Siri to find any podcast, including this one. Just Hey Siri, play Mood Gym, and it'll play it for you. And then you can subscribe to make it even easier to get to. If you're on an Android phone, you can do your Google Podcasts and do your Hey Google, play Mood Gym. And if you have a smart speaker, you can do the same thing. And I have Google speaker, so it just came alive on me right now at this very moment by accident. And if you have the Amazon speaker, you can do the command there as well. Okay, anyway, so that's about enough for today, and wish you well this coming week, and we'll see you soon. I'm Don Brown with Mood Gym.